In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in All Week for Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, March 27th. Thank you for joining us. We begin today with this question, what now? That's what we're all asking after House Republicans last week failed to pass a repeal and replacement for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Over the weekend, President Trump predicted that the ACA will, quote, explode. One way that could happen is if more insurers drop out of state and federal exchanges in 2018. They're worried that they will take a bath insuring sick and expensive customers, as some of them already have, and so they're looking to Congress and the Trump administration for help. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein looks at what insurers need to stay in the program.
Hello, heartache. Insurance consultant Robert Leshefsky says companies are definitely singing the blues.
Why would any executive in their right mind want to participate and shovel more capital into a business that the stated policy of this administration is to just let it collapse?
More than 11 million Americans bought insurance last year on the federal or state exchanges. Some of the largest national insurers abandoned this market last year, saying they were bleeding money. The fewer the insurers, the higher prices consumers face. So what do the Blue Cross plans and others need to stick around?
The biggest thing insurers want to hear right now is what will happen to the cost-sharing subsidy payments.
That's the Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt. Under Obamacare, some Americans are eligible for help with not only premiums, but also out-of-pocket costs, like deductibles. Those are worth an estimated $9 billion to insurers. But that money is at risk after Congress sued the Obama administration for executive overreach in 2014. Now, if President Donald Trump agrees with Congress, that money disappears, making it really hard for insurers to sell policies on the exchanges.
If he wants to spike Obamacare, he could do it immediately with the stroke of a pen. There's no question.
University of Michigan law professor Nick Bagley says this poses the single greatest threat to stability for insurers next year and jeopardizes coverage potentially for millions. In the next few weeks, jittery insurers want some signal from the president. Is he content letting Obamacare actually explode, or does he intend to deliver on his promise of insurance for all? I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.